You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Cubs yet again avoid the sweep. They have not been swept this season, and Marshall Harris, I think you said it best in our pre-show meeting. Those Cubs wins, like what we saw last night or yesterday afternoon, is what a Cubs win typically looks like when they're winning this season.
Lots of runs, good starting pitching, the bullpen. I mean, when your starter goes seven innings, you're in good shape. Because, first of all, that means you're getting through the order three times. And when you're getting through the order three times, well, that means things are going very well.
It's funny because when we talk about a game where you had this much run support, where you win 8-1, we want to talk about the offense because we didn't see it in those first two games as we talked about. They only scored three runs total in the first two games against the Twins, but the starter really does indeed set the tone. And you're absolutely right on that. Colin Ray, who we questioned whether or not he was going to be able to come through, we were way off, like Samsonite way off. Seven innings, three hits, only one earned run, two walks and five strikeouts. He answered the call. And to do so in only 92 pitches, I think, in this day and age, is also really impressive. Did it help having Byron Buxton out? Sure. But that was the game in front of you, and you had to do that in order to not only get a win out of this series, but preserve the, I think, valid record that they have where they haven't been swept yet. You know who the other team is that hadn't been swept yet?
Who's that?
The Reds.
And the Reds are hanging around. They're like within shouting distance of a wild card spot.
When I think about you talking about a difference that Terry Francona makes with a team, I think that's a really good stat to point out.
I look at what the Cubs have been able to do and getting dangerously close to the All-Star break without having being swept, and most teams do get swept at some point. And most of the time it happens early in the season. We talked about the Dodgers. They've been swept a few times this year. We talked about the other good teams like the Tigers also have been swept. So one of the reasons why the Cubs are within shouting distance of the best record in baseball is because they don't get swept. That's the key. And going back to Colin Ray, it was only four starts ago where I was like, all right, this guy looks overexposed. At that point, he goes out against Seattle and gives up seven runs and five and a third on 11 hits, season highs all the way around, right? And that was only three starts removed from going back-to-back outings where he had given up six runs. And I was like, listen, this guy was brought in to be your swing man, your long man, and if somebody gets hurt, which inevitably is going to happen to most staffs over the course of a season,
right,
he can step in and be a fifth starter. But what he's done has been quite remarkable. Did you know in the games that he has started or pitched in, the Cubs are 14-5.
So he's a plus minus guy.
He's definitely on that plusy plus side, as we say. In his last three outings, since giving up the seven runs, he gave up two runs in Houston in a win. He gave up a run in 6 2/3 in a win. That was against St. Louis. And then now one run over seven innings. And the common theme in those three wins is the Cubs like when Colin Ray is on the mound from an offensive standpoint. They scored 12 runs against the Astros in that win. They scored 11 runs against the Cardinals and now eight runs in this series finale. I like what he brings and the fact that a competent guy who can go out there and, stop me if you've heard this before, get outs. He's getting outs at a high rate.
I hear it's still important.
Yeah.
I hear that didn't go out of style. I appreciate that he answered the call. That's what you wanted him to do. And you're right. You had a right to evaluate the Seattle appearance, because even though that was a hot weekend here, we know that the ball was absolutely flying. It was still at that point part of a deeper pattern that was going on. I think the Astros win was probably his best of the season so far, especially when you consider the juggernaut role that the Astros have been on the last 6 weeks. But when it comes to him coming out yesterday, you don't necessarily believe that he was going to answer the call when it came to that responsibility. Statistically, the Cubs were probably due to get swept. He surprises you, and that's how teams stay not only above 500, which the Cubs very well are, that's how you stay first in your division.
Yeah, and especially when you're holding on to your division by the hair on your chinny chin chin, I believe is what one of the kids' stories used to say.
Yes.
Two-game lead over the Brewers, who are not going anywhere, it would seem, and I'll address that with Mark Grody the next time I see him.
But here's the thing, though, is I thought about this as we were asking ourselves as a collective, should we be watching the standings like this on July 11th? Should that be something where you're stressed out? And here's what I think. Absolutely. You know why?
It's
fun. The best divisions in baseball do that. You think that the Dodgers don't do that? You think the Padres don't do that when they're breathing down their necks? Or the Giants, who are now 51-43? You're absolutely doing it in the AL East as well, with the Blue Jays at 54-39. You're about to face a Yankees team that is 100% looking at the standings because they're trying to get back up. They're two games back of the Jays. So welcome to good baseball. Welcome to what happens when the playoffs are the goal. And not only being in the playoffs, but winning in them. You're going to be looking at the standings for the rest of the year. Congratulations. This is a luxurious problem.
It's a stress that you've earned, right? It's a state of anxiety that you are fortunate enough to finally achieved as a Cubs fan, where it's not, oh, can we possibly turn things around? It's like, no, can you hang on for dear life?
Yeah, congratulations. You've leveled up. Welcome to the higher standard.
Speaking of higher standards, Pete Carl Armstrong just goes quiet, dark for a couple of days, and he's like, I'm still here, guys. I'm still here. Another multi-home run game and going deep against the lefty. These are two things that I picked up, and I was just like, you know what? Pete's just, he's the dude. He reminded you yesterday, because you can look at the numbers and be like, well, Michael Bush has been better of late. Kyle Tucker has better overall numbers, his profile, not striking out as much. But the bottom line is Pete Carl Armstrong is still the most electric player on that team.
I also want to put in a couple of texts that we got here. Speaking of texts and feedback, by the way, apparently you guys delivered and then some for the meatball machine and some wild trade proposals. It was a brain dump of trade proposals, if you will. So we're going to play those at 125 today. But here this one says 847. The reason Ray got through seven innings is because he only had five strikeouts and he was a contact pitcher. That's the kind of pitcher I want. It takes the pressure off of your bullpen. I agree with you, 847. That's why you'll hear me yell for the ground ball pitcher every now and then. And then 909, I'm not trying to mismatch, but is MLB not considering the Cubs in Japan getting swept 2-0 by the Dodgers? Thank you. No, because the two-game continuance here that they had was considered part of that series.
Well, and I was just, my stat about not getting swept was in a 3-game or more series. That's the way I looked
but
at it.
But that series is, it was considered part of the series, and then it returned to the next part of the calendar. And yes, we need some PCA appreciation.
I mean, I think he's pretty appreciated, although I did see something that gave me pause that was announced today. So, you know, they keep up with Fanatics, keeps up with the jersey sales, right? And
yes.
So I'm going to ask you, if I told you they released the jersey sales since opening day.
Release the jerseys.
The top 20 best-selling Major League Baseball jerseys. Can you guess where PCA is on that list? Where would you think he would be on that list?
So based on Taylor McGregor's report the other day about the really cool manhole covers on the streets in Japan and somebody putting a PCA jersey next to the Seiya Suzuki one, based on that alone.
What are you going to say?
Top five.
No.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, let me give you the top five. It's Shohei Ohtani, followed by Aaron Judge. Freddie Freeman is third. Mookie Betts is fourth. Francisco Lindor is fifth.
Yeah.
Those are the top five.
That's fair.
So now I'm going to give you a chance to, I'm going to give you three guesses. I'm going to see if you can get within two of the spot. What would your second guess be?
Eight.
No, not eight. Eight is actually Jose Altuve with the Astros. You know who's at number seven?
Who?
A Giants jersey. Do you know who's wearing that Giants jersey? Rafael Devers.
Oh, yeah.
He's already number seven. Juan Soto is six, by the way.
Okay.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is nine.
Really?
And Bryce Harper is 10. So okay. You have one more guess. What guess would you
say? So I guess he's nine then, obviously.
No, nine is Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
No.
He's not in the top 10. So one more guess.
Oh, he's number 11, I guess.
Number 11 is Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay, when you said they released the top 10, it made it sound like they were in the top 10.
So no, I'm sorry. I said it's in the top 20. I was hoping you get within two spots of what his actual number was.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not psychic. I'm sorry. If I were, I probably wouldn't be hosting the radio show.
That's why
show.
I was guessing. He's down at 18, which is shocking to me that he would be that low on the list given his breakout season. It's not like a whole bunch of people owned PCA jerseys before this year. I thought he would be higher on the list. He's got guys like Ellie De La Cruz, Pete Alonso, Jung-Hoo Lee are all above him. So I found that a little shocking.
I think it's also like time served in the league. You know, you're talking about guys who are established who've been there for a while too. So that probably has something to do with it. 563 says they tried to buy a PCA jersey and it was sold out.
Well, that could be part of the problem right there.
I wouldn't be surprised if supply chain were an issue. PCA, by the way, 3-for-4 yesterday, 2 home runs and a double just for good measure. The man was responsible for total bases. That is for sure.
Hard to steal bases when you're out here rounding them at that rate.
And I think about, you know, what he's going to see in Carlos Rodon, a familiar foe today. Rodon, by the way, is still in the top 10 in strikeouts in Major League Baseball. He's got 127. And Carlos Rodon is at number 9, and I know he's got that wicked slider. So I want to see what happens there. Raheem and Harris talking baseball on 670 The Score. And the segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. There's a lot to get to when it comes to not only appreciating the aspect of the win last night, but also the fact that they don't end this all-star break, or begin it rather, no matter how you look at it. This chunk does not conclude with an easy foe when you consider the Yankees and what we just mentioned. So I think because of that, getting that win so you have a happy flight, as they like to say to New York, get the day game, get out of Minnesota, scoot on over to New York, that's going to matter and help when it comes to this transition into this series.
I want to know, and this just popped up in my head, so excuse me.
That's good.
Because you said Carlos Rodon, familiar face, all mm-hmm. that. And you know Max Fried's going tomorrow, right?
Yeah. The big arms are out.
Then you have Will Warren on Sunday. He's a righty. How many games will Michael Busch start this series?
I'm hoping it's all three.
That's the answer, right? It should be all three. But that's a tough, those are tough lefties. Those aren't just like, oh, we have a lefty in our rotation lefties. Those are premium left-handed starting pitchers. You just mentioned Rodon with his strikeouts. It's making me pause, and this is like the final test pre-All-Star break for Craig Counsell. Can you start Michael Bush three games in a row.
Yeah,
in this situation.
That's when we talk about like what to watch for. That's like one of those things we should watch for.
Yeah, I don't know. When you said Rodon, I was like, oh, that's right. They've got Freed tomorrow. Now I'm wondering about Michael Bush. Oh, and then Pete Crowe, again, the homer against the lefty, that was my favorite part of last night's game.
Right.
Like, more so than Colin Ray's performance, more so than Daniel Palencia coming up and just being like, I guess I got a pitch today. Yeah, yeah.
We're just going to do this for the art of it today.
Yeah, no
I'm
save.
I'm just out here for the love of the game.
Yeah, no stats for me.
By the way, in the top fun with stats, if you're an observer of the White Sox or a White Sox fan, Dylan sees Carlos Rodon and Garrett Crochet are all in the top 10 in strikeouts in baseball.
Why are you doing this to me right now?
Play the piano. Play the sad piano. No, the sad piano. Garrett Crochet.
That is sad.
Dylan Cease and Carlos Rodon.
We remember.
This is definitely a sad piano.
Are three of the top 10 in strikeout leaders in Major League Baseball.
White Sox fans, remember. Come on, man.
Okay, I'm done. I can't do it. I can't do it.
You're depressing me. It's Friday. It's a happy, fun Friday. It's a fun Friday. We're talking about football. We're talking about baseball. We're talking about five of us going to be off the chain.
Jed Hoyer, I'm pretty sure, answered a question that I had had for months.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. The question had been answered, but he went into more detail with the answer.
It was like, did you answer? And I was like, oh, you answered.
Yeah,
that's at 10:45, by the way. I do want to get down on Friday with this point that Ron Coomer, our friend, made on This Morning with Mully and Ruthie Polinsky on PCA's hitting ability.
I can remember somebody asking counts in spring training about Pete had hit a home run, and they're like, are you worried about him trying to hit more home runs now than, you know, using the whole field and all that, which I'm a big advocate of for young players to be able to use the whole field.
Right.
And it just eliminates some of the issues they're going to see in holes in their swing. And Count said, and it struck me instantly, he goes, well, the one thing we don't want to do is take away the home run away from Pete and take away that aggressiveness. We want him to hit some home runs. If he hits home runs, that's great, right? Does everybody agree with that? And I just, you know, I'm standing in the back of the scrum, and I just started smiling. I'm like, yeah, I think that's okay. If the kid hits a home run, you know, he's the fastest kid in the league. But if he hits bombs, you're, you know, now you got a superstar on your hands. That's the spring training. Just so you know, we were talking about everything but the home run. Now we're talking about the home run and RBIs. And, oh, by the way, he's the fastest kid in the league or one of them. And to your point, Mike, he punishes you if you put him on base.
There's so much to think about there when it comes to the process of, oh, yeah, you know, don't worry about the home run. We're going to let you be you. Oh, wait, that's you? Oh. And then immediately, you know who I thought of, because it's not lazy thought process when there are so many connectors. But I'm like, okay, you know, we have to be okay with the flip side of that being sometimes it's going to look bad on some strikeouts like Javi Baez. Have to be okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think Pete's got more pop than Javi Baez, right?
Oh, yeah. So, but when it comes to the timing mechanism and like being you and like just leaning into who you are as a hitter and a player.
And also, can we put the whole like demonstrative expressions and frustration, can we put that to bed now after a two home run day, or is it going to be an up and down thing all year?
I just think it's something you watch when you know that as a young player, it could affect how you play the rest of the game.
Okay.
Not to be cliche here. But, and you know, and not to point to Craig Counsell, but it's something you manage.
Yeah, I just like a player who wears his heart on his sleeve. I think, you know, and Javi Baez also, there's examples of that for him, obviously. We just had one the other week going up against Daniel Palencia, his fellow countryman. I say this, I just let PCA be PCA. And he is going to struggle at times, and that's fine. He hasn't done a whole lot. If we're thinking about what he's accomplished in his career. But you know what? He's accomplishing a lot this year, so I'm going to ride with that for a while.
Yeah, this is such a challenging series. Not only do you get to see a guy you know like Carlos Rodon, and oh, if you've been paying attention to baseball, the entire Yankees lineup, you get to watch for stuff like, oh, what is PCA going to do on the stage of Yankee Stadium?
Mm.
And frankly, short like porch. I mentioned before, is this an audition for Kyle Tucker, Yankees fans have their eyes on? But I want to see what he can do with that short porch. What can Michael Bush do? Because he can rip him to that side of the field, too. But there's a lot of different tentacles to this series that are exciting and by no means have you looking forward to the All-Star break.
I just want to know who hits more home runs in this series. Aaron Judge, PCA, who hits more home runs? That's my thing.
What about Saya?
What about Saya?
Keep the ribbies going, my friend.
Yeah, just keep knocking people in. Keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd, featuring special guest Michael Bush and hosted by Matt Spiegel. Baseball After Dark, presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.